Okay, as we've been looking over the last number of weeks at some of the Mr. Men, we've got another one with us today. Should be quite easy. Anybody know who this individual is? Yeah. Mr. Nosey. Okay, Mr. Nosey. Easy to tell who Mr. Nosey is because of his big nose. Now, whenever I was young, I think I still have quite a big nose, but the rest of my body eventually has caught up with it. And I can remember whenever I left school and worked with my dad that summer, and there was a lot of workers in that factory, and one of them said to me one day, if he had a nose like mine, he would put it on front of his car. Don't know what he meant by that, but it certainly wasn't very flattering. And Mr. Nosey had a big nose. He was a very nosy person. And if you've ever seen the little book about Mr. Nosey, sometimes you can see his nose before you see the rest of him. Maybe he's coming around the side of a building and his nose comes out the side. And he's nosy, always prying into other people's matters. Always wanting to find out what other people are thinking and saying and doing. Putting his nose in, perhaps, where it's not wanted. And I'm sure you have met people who are nosy. Always wanting to know your business. How much money have you in the bank? How much did that cost you? Where did you get that? What are you doing this weekend? What were you doing yesterday? Missed you last night? Where were you? Always wanting to know all of your business. How much do you get paid for that? How much did those shoes cost? Where did you get that nice hat? On and on and on, nosy. People can be nosy. And it was the same, of course, in the Bible. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11. Paul says, writing to this church at Thessalonica, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. And that was in a church. Paul says, I hear there are people in the church there in Thessalonica, and they're busybodies. In other words, they're very, very nosy. And then whenever Paul was writing to Timothy, who is entering into the work of God, he indicated that you'll meet people as well, Timothy, who are nosy. It speaks of those in 1 Timothy 5:13, withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. And then Peter challenges us not to be amongst those sorts of people. He says in 1 Peter 4 and verse number 15, let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Now you think about that. He mentions murderers, thieves, evildoers, and then busybodies. Mr. Nosey, lumped in with the murderers and the thieves. And so the Bible puts a lot of stress upon not being nosy. And it's interesting that Peter said that, because there was a time in Peter's life, just before the Lord ascended into glory, in John chapter 21, verse 21, whenever the Lord was speaking to his disciples and telling them each what he wanted them to do, Peter, I want you to feed my lambs and I want you to feed my sheep. And then John was close to the Lord, and Peter ran up to the Lord and pointed his finger at John and says, Lord, what shall this man do? And you know what the Lord said to him? What is that to thee? Follow thou me. In other words, Peter, I've told you what I want you to do. You be busy doing that, and I've got a job for John. But Peter, what is it to thee what somebody else is doing? Don't be nosy. Mind your own business. And sometimes, even whenever God is working in our lives, and we can't understand what God is doing, sometimes we try our best to work it all out. And there's times whenever the Lord says, listen, I don't want you to try to work it all out. Just relax and trust me. There's a verse in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, and it says, the secret things belong unto the Lord, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children. And so if God wants us to know something, he'll see to it that we find out with having to be nosy. I remember a preacher years ago talking about something he had preached on. And at the end of the meeting, somebody came to him and challenged him about what he had said. And he says, listen, he says, some things are your business. Some things are God's business. Some things are my business. And some things are everybody else's business. And then he said, go and mind your own business. Sometimes that's good advice, because the Bible says we will all one day give an account of ourselves to God. Not of everybody else in our town or in our community or in our homes or in our families or in our churches. I will give an account of myself, and you'll give an account of yourself, and that will be enough for each and every one. So just remember the lessons there concerning Mr. Nosey. Some of these lessons may be hard-hitting more so than others, and I'm not sure. I think there's about 40 Mr. Men. Don't think we'll do them all, but we'll do a few more as the weeks go by.